Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews and Naomi Collins, your hosts today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is Jesus delegated power and taught his disciples about the theory of rejection. What a handful of information. But we're going to explain all of that today, Naomi and myself. Naomi, how are you today? Naomi? Naomi, are you there?
Hello, Charlene. How are you today?
Fine. Wonderful. Wonderful. God is always good. Good.
Amen. Amen.
Today we're talking about Luke 10. I would like to read that, and then we can talk a little bit about that. What do you think? Does that sound good? Naomi?
Amen. I'm here. Amen.
Jesus said to the disciples, and this is in Luke 10, those who welcome you are welcoming me, and those who reject you are rejecting me, and those who reject me are rejecting God who sent me. When the 70 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, "Even the demons obey us when we use your name." "Yes," Jesus told them, "I saw Satan falling from heaven as a flash of lightning, and I have given you now authority over all the power of the enemy, and to walk among serpents and scorpions, and to crush them. Nothing shall injure you. However, the most important thing is not that demons obey you, but that your names are registered as citizens of heaven." And then he was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit and said, "I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for hiding these things from the intellectuals and worldly wise, and for revealing them to those who are as trusting as little children." Yes, thank you, Father, for that is the way you wanted it. I am the agent of my Father in everything, and no one really knows the Son except the Father, and no one can really know the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Actually, this scripture here is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And the reason why, because I had no power over situations in my life. No power to change my situation. No idea how to overcome. But this scripture gave me the answer. It says, "I saw Satan fall, and now I give you authority over all the power of the enemy." And that caught my eye, and I studied that more. How did he translate that power over to us? Naomi, would you like to talk about that?
Sure. And it's kind of a scripture that I sort of like too, as I studied it and pondered it. It lets us know that we are weak and he is strong. And we, as Charlene said, we have, we don't have the strength to make things happen the way we want. But through Jesus Christ, we have power. He delegated that power to us. He gave us that authority through him and the Holy Spirit. So through him, we can do all things. We can do all things through Christ, Christ who strengthens us. If we keep that in mind and keep this scripture in mind, we should live victorious and successful. When we go through depression, when we go through sadness, when we go through situations in life that makes us feel defeated, we can use this delegated power to help us be strong and to be victorious in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And you know, Naomi, since I know you, and I know you for many years, one thing that impressed me about you is that you were always positive. Even when you were going through a trial that could be severe, you always had a positive outlook and knew that God was going to help you in some way. And I might be
Amen.
Wrong in the way I'm thinking about that, but explain that. How did you get so positive in many situations where, you know, other people probably would not have had that courage?
Oh, my goodness. It actually started when I was a child. I had gone through a lot of adverse things as a child, a lot of dysfunction. And one day I learned to try to find the good, even in the bad. And then one day I had an adult or two tell me to try to find the positive from the negative. Always try to find the light at the end of the tunnel and things of that nature. So it kind of grew on me, and throughout the years it got stronger and stronger, that notion of finding the positive within the negative. Until now, I still to this day, even though, and I'm going through some things as we speak, as you know, Charlene, some people may, you know, grave situations, but praise God, I know who my Savior is, I know who's all-powerful, all-knowing, and I know that he has plans for me. So when I go through negative things, I see them as things that are preparing me for the purpose that he has for me. And so I count it all joy because I know that it's going to work for my good. Whatever I'm going through, even if it seems negative, it's going to work for my good. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Friends, the power comes from Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And if you ask him for that power, he will give it to you. Because the Bible says he doesn't withhold any good thing from his children. Everything that you ask, if you're asking according to the will of God, he will give it to you. But he said, if you don't have the faith, if you can't believe that God is able to give it to you, you probably will not receive it. For example, I have a friend who needs a car, and who needed a car. And she and I prayed about getting a car, that somebody would give her a car. And little did I know, a friend of mine who was also that girl's friend, they bought a new car, and they gave her the car that they had, and it was in very good condition. That she was so grateful that God was able to hear her prayer, answer our prayers. If we ask, we have to ask. A lot of people say, if God knows my need, why do I have to ask? Because he is not going to interfere in our life if we don't want it. You have to desire for him to be part of your life and to provide for you, he's more than able to do that. But he requires that we ask. Amen. Jesus called
Amen.
His 12 disciples. Go ahead, Naomi, if you wanted to say something more.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Amen.
Amen. Jesus called his 12 disciples, and he gave them power over clean, unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manners of sickness and disease. And we believe that God can heal anything. That nothing is too big for him. Amen. Friends, if you heard this message
Amen.
Today, we would love for you to come to know Jesus if you don't know him. If you know Jesus, grow in God by reading the Bible. If you don't know Jesus, say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know you died for me. I know you went to the cross and you shed your blood just for me. If I was the only person in the world, you still would have done it because you love me. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you to write my name in heaven and fill me with your power like you did to these disciples. And Lord, I give you the praise. And God, I want to forgive anyone who hurt me. Just as you forgave me, I'm obligated to forgive others. And I thank you in advance, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.